Right now, accreditation is important for universities to be viable and competitive. They're granted that status through government-approved accreditation agencies. New reporting looked into how one of those agencies decided to accredit a school called Reagan National University in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The problem with that university, it doesn't seem to exist. Since the story came out, Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos says her department is investigating the issue. Chris Quintana is a higher education reporter for USA Today. He worked on the story with Shelley Conlon of the Argus Leader in Sioux Falls. Chris, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
What first put you and your colleague on the story of Reagan National University in South Dakota?
Yeah, so I had been writing about the story as it relates to the accrediting body, ACICS. They had pulled out of a trade group, and I was trying to find a way to make that a little bit more interesting to the average reader. And in doing so, I came across Reagan National University, which was unusual to me because I, you know, recognize most of the universities named after presidents, and this one seemed unusual. And from there, we just kind of hit the ground running investigating it.
Yeah, one of the red flags here was that universities who get accredited are required to report how many of their students get jobs, the percentage. What was the percentage that was reported for Reagan National University?
So back in, I want to say January 2019, their job placement rate was 0%. Which should raise some red flags. Either there's questions about academic quality, or it begs the question of where the students might actually be.
So 0% of their students got jobs. So what happened when you started digging into this university? What did you find, and what didn't you find?
So I was looking for things that that most universities would have, right? I was looking for faculty. I was looking for the president. I couldn't find any evidence of either of those things. And as we started to investigate, the university took it to its website down, which was also very alarming. Well, not alarming, but it did raise some questions as to why that was happening right as our investigation was concluding.
And then that takes it back up to where you started, this accrediting agency, the Accrediting Council for Independent Colleges and Schools. Tell us about their kind of fall and return over the last few years.
Yeah, so they were known for accrediting kind of some high-profile closures of for-profit universities, including ITT Tech and Corinthian Colleges. And in 2016, the Obama-era Education Department moved to strip them of their accrediting power. That was ultimately reversed by Betsy DeVos's agency in 2018, and also following a court decision.
Talking to Chris Quintana from USA Today, we're looking at a university that didn't seem to exist, and questions it raises about how colleges and universities are accredited with the federal government. What was the argument for returning this ACIC, the Accrediting Council for Independent Colleges and Schools, back to its status to recognize schools under federal status?
I think there was a sense that perhaps the Obama-era department had overstepped, or that's what the current department has since said. But I think that was the rationale.
I want to give a listen to Betsy DeVos, Secretary of Education. After your story was published, she was asked about it during a hearing of the House Committee on Education. Here she is responding to Democratic Committee Chair Rosa DeLauro.
Well, Chairwoman, I was troubled by reading that piece as well, and have directed that an investigation ensue to see what's going on there. I was not happy to read that.
So you would be willing to?
We have an investigation launched, and we're on it.
Have you heard anything from this accrediting agency, the ACICS, since your story came out, or as part of your reporting for the story?
Well, so we were in touch with them before the story published. We haven't received a comment about the department's investigation.
And do we see signs of an investigation now from the Department of Education, as Secretary DeVos was talking about, or has that not gotten rolling yet, as far as we know?
I think it has. I got a hold of a letter that the department sent to ACICS asking for documentation about a couple of things. You know, like their site visits and any communication they might have had with Reagan. So I think they have until March to respond. So we'll be monitoring that pretty closely on our end.
Now, what would I do with an accredited university that doesn't have any students? Do we have a sense of, I don't know, could I engage in kinds of fraud, or do we know anything that Reagan National University actually did do?
Yeah, so that's a little bit of a challenge that we encountered in our reporting. We did uncover an email from the university's president, Harold Harris, who at one point had written a CSCS requesting help getting a .edu domain for the goal of enrolling international students. So there are some universities that will enroll international students with and then don't really require them to go. They're called colloquially visa mills. And so we don't know for sure that that was what was going on here, but it seemed like there was a lot of evidence in that space.
And in your reporting, you saw what appeared to be a connection between this Reagan National University in South Dakota and a previous university that had done something like this, that kind of diploma mill concept for international students. What was the connection?
Yeah, so they had some similar ties to this university called the University of Northern Virginia that had been raided by ICE in the early 2010s. And I think the rationale by ICE at that point was that, you know, there did appear to be activity related to, you know, international students. So there were a lot of common connections there. There were, like, for example, the same name appeared on multiple South Dakota documents, and they also shared a business address that we went to and didn't find any evidence of a university out there either.
Now, this is federal accreditation. I understand state laws vary from one state to another, and one reason one might want to open a university in South Dakota, it sounds like they don't have a lot of requirements. What did you find there?
Yeah, so in South Dakota, we found it was pretty lax. Actually, if you wanted to register with the state, you just have to be accredited. Some states require more. They want, you know, to have student outcomes. They want to know where your students are going and kind of their makeup and that sort of thing. So it was unusual to us that there was appeared to be pretty lax standards here.
Now, as part of reporting on Reagan National University, you or one of your reporting colleagues, I think, visited the campus. What was there?
So Shelley Conlin was the one who visited the campus. She went and found, you know, not a lot, actually. There were some locked doors. There was a sign that said Reagan National University, but there didn't appear to be any lights on or anything like that. And there didn't seem to be any indication, but, you know, that there were functioning signs of a university there.
Now, this is an extreme case, maybe, of problems with the accreditation system. What kind of things are you and your colleagues looking at on the wider issue of these agencies that give this accreditation to campuses around the country?
Well, yeah. So, you know, part of the framing for this story was, like, if this university can get accredited, it's like, who else can get accredited? So we're looking at some other universities and colleges to kind of see what else might be in that space. We're not sure what we're going to find, but we're, you know, just giving it a little bit more scrutiny.
Yeah. And remind us, looking back at those colleges that you mentioned, the for-profit colleges that had been accredited by this agency and have since been closed, this affected a lot of their students over the years, right?
Right. And you know, there is a thing where, you know, their student loans might have been forgiven as part of the borrower defense rules, but it doesn't make up for the fact that, you know, they spent all this time and energy kind of being in school. You know, that's like time that they give up not working or being out of the workforce. And it can really throw off a person's life.
What are you watching for next, Chris, as you continue to watch for the to report on this story?
Well, I don't think we're going to find another fake university, but we are looking at kind of, you know, what changes or reforms this might have for the accreditation process. You know, obviously, we saw the Department of Education investigation. We're also looking at South Dakota to see if anything's done there. So we're just trying to look ahead and see kind of what changes, if any, come to the accreditation process.
Chris, thanks a lot for sharing the story with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
That's Chris Quintana, higher education reporter for USA Today. He talked to us about how a college in South Dakota that doesn't appear to exist got accredited by an agency approved by the Department of Education, part of a wider look at how colleges and universities around the country get this federal accreditation, what that process means, and whether fraudulent universities could once again be a factor on the educational landscape.